This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Last time that I'll try, it's a lie. That is a song called Fall Away from Sugluk. And this is a group that formed in the early 70s as well. And this was a re-release that came out in 2014. They were a rock band from northern Quebec and sang in Inuk and English. And here's an interesting tidbit. Alessipe, who is graced the cover of the Spotify Indigenous playlist a couple of times and is a wonderful artist in her own right, is the niece of one of the members of this group and performed with them when she was really young. Very cool stuff. Edward Bear, before that, with Last Song, they won a Juno Award for this particular track. They were a band that was formed from 1966 to 74. And once they won the Juno for Outstanding Performance of a Vocal Group, it was because of the song. And it is part of the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame called Last Dance. We've got something from Exit. It's a track called Color Nature Gone. And they were a Native American rock and roll group that was from the early 70s as well, as everything that you're hearing today is. But they released some great records, just two, on the Rare Earth label. And Rare Earth is another group that you should definitely check out. Here is Exit with Color Nature Gone, right here on the Jukebox. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox. We'll be right back.
That is the soul funk R&B stylings of the Isley Brothers. Certainly influenced by the Impressions, that song has gone on to be sampled by pretty much every genre there is. And you can hear it on commercials, you can hear it everywhere. It's just one of those jams. The Isley Brothers also are credited with being one of those funk bands who took funk into the mainstream. I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host. We've got more music coming up. We've got something from Sikkimut, and they are a group that came out in 1976, and their recordings are on CBC North Service Recordings, which I find highly interesting because a lot of the recordings from indigenous people at that time in that area, like Northern Quebec or Northern Ontario, were documented by the CBC. We also have Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly, with a song, another tune that turns 50 this year. And she is the first artist to win the Grammy Award for Record of the Year in two consecutive years. She won it for Killing Me Softly, and the year previous to that, The First Time I Ever Did See Your Face. That is Roberta Flack coming up on the show shortly. Let's get things rocking with the originator himself, Link Wray, someone who has influenced everyone from Jimmy Page to The Edge to Jack White. If you check out their documentary, they really heavily talk about Link Wray, an American, Native American guitar player who placed number 45 on the 100 greatest guitar players of all time. Here's Link Wray with Loudy Miss Cloudy on the Jukebox.
I know it can't. Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Seek a mirror, seek a mirror, bring on elemagical. Listen it, elon listen it, ahoy bo. Seek a mirror, seek a mirror, bring on elemagical. Seek a mirror, seek a mirror, ahoy bo. Ahoy bo.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. There are many great tools for identifying birds. Some of them are right on your phone. Apps such as Merlin Bird ID from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology can help suggest which species you're seeing or hearing. If you're stumped on an unfamiliar plant species, iNaturalist is a great resource. When you upload a photo to iNaturalist's website or mobile app, it uses AI to make an educated guess on the species ID. Then, a worldwide community of volunteer naturalists helps confirm the ID or propose alternatives. Combining AI with on-the-ground human knowledge makes iNaturalist highly accurate. Once you put a name to the plant you found, consider searching for more info about that plant. For example, which birds might eat this plant's seeds or fruits? Which birds can use this plant as a nesting spot? Finding the links between plants and birds can show you how birds see the world and what they need to survive and raise their young. And that can make you better equipped to help them in the future. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Support for Bird Note is provided by Jim and Birta Falconer from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.